Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So the full return to school for all secondary students is taking place today, with all students back in school for the first time since December. A million students and staff are due back in school today, and our reporter Brian O'Connell is with some of them. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
Where are you?
Well, hopefully you can hear the lovely hum of students in the background in class learning, because I'm here in the Educate Together Secondary School, which is on Wellington Road in Cork City Centre. And as you said, today sees that final phase of school reopening, all secondary students coming back into schools and onto campuses like this one. Leaving certs and fifth years, as we know, had already come back. So essentially you're looking at from first to transition year, many of whom have been learning or trying to learn online since Christmas. They're all back now for this final semester, and I suppose look at for some it's been a real struggle to try and stay engaged with their course online. Teachers over the last few days I've been speaking to have spoken of fears that some students may not re-engage with the curriculum when they come back in, and then for students themselves many have spoken about how hard it was to stay focused and to stay connected really in the last few months. Now I got here just after 8 a.m. this morning when school principal Colm O'Connor was opening up.
Good morning. The overwhelming feeling today is excitement, I suppose. We've been missing the students a lot. Obviously, people have concerns too about being back in confined spaces with lots of people. It's a bit more difficult for us because we're in temporary accommodation. So before Christmas, we had to be located on three different sites, which is a logistical nightmare. Today is actually the first day this year that our transition years will be on site for the full day, which is
very difficult. How do you keep students engaged when they're not physically in the building?
It's difficult. I suppose a lot of it is based on relationships and trying to create as exciting a programme as you can. It's difficult.
Do you think we need more supports here, Colm, or what are the kinds of supports you will need this semester?
It's too early to tell what the impact of this is going to be on students. And I think that one way that the government could spend money well would be to invest in guidance hours. I think we need more.
And what about then, Colm, the issue around vaccinations? We know the priority list has changed, if you like. How do you and your staff feel about that?
It's slightly different for me. I suppose being in an office, I don't have the same sense of concern. But I understand fully how SNAs, for example, who work closely with children would feel. No, my understanding is that people don't want to jump the queue as such. They want to have their position respected, I suppose. So there's a sense of being ignored. So I think it was primarily a communication issue.
So today's a good day?
Yeah, it's a great day. I'm looking forward to seeing lots of smiling faces and doing what we do, which is teaching kids and building relationships. So we're looking forward to all that positive stuff.
So Colm saying it's a good day today, but he did reference the vaccination controversy, Brian, and his view that it was a communications issue.
Yes, and as we know, the teachers' unions have voted for an emergency motion backing industrial action up to and including strike action if they aren't reprioritised for vaccination. That move follows last week's government decision to roll out the vaccinations based on age rather than profession. Education Minister Norma Foley had said that the schedule was designed by NIAC and endorsed by Public Health. So the decision to change the vaccination rollout, she was saying, is a decision based on science that's available now. I suppose notwithstanding that explanation, there are frustrations on the ground from teachers I've been speaking to, again in relation to how something like this could have been changed without, they say, prior consultation.
Okay, we're going back to the school today, and I know you spoke to some of the students there on Wellington Road as well.
Well, they're all gathering here in groups from early morning, all wearing masks, even outdoors, and they practically, Claire, skipped in the front door of school. A really strange sight, isn't it? Let's hear from some of them now, beginning with fifth year student Tom Humphreys.
It feels good to be back, yeah. It's been difficult doing at-home learning. I suppose we've had the advantage of that we normally use iPads and we're used to using online resources, but it's a completely different support system. I haven't seen my friends like in person for 3 months, and it's just great to be back. That's the thing that I was most looking forward to.
You will have the Leaving Cert next year?
Yeah. That's been a big source of anxiety for a lot of 50s and 60s.
Is it because you feel you're not adequately prepared now that you're heading into next year and you're having to cram 2 years in a way into 1 year?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think that the Department of Education really needs to take into account everything that we've been through and everything that we've missed.
I'm Fatima and I'm a fourth year student at CETSS.
How have the last few months been for you, Fatima?
They've been challenging.
So what does today mean?
It's like more of a new beginning, and also I have an older grandmother at home, so kind of making sure I'm being responsible for myself as well.
Will you wear your mask all day today?
Yeah.
You will? Yeah.
I'm Sophia.
How do you feel today?
I actually feel kind of excited. I mean, being home for so long and then back to kind of socialising, it's very exciting, I have to say.
What was it like being at home, Sophia?
I kind of liked it as well, to be honest, because you do it at your own pace, you do it online, you know, you can be in pyjamas with a cup of tea, and it's really, really relaxing. But I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, because you miss what? I mean, you're here chatting
people.
With two friends, yeah.
Yeah, I really miss people, that's it.
How have you managed to stay upbeat?
I didn't lockdown, but I still stayed active, I suppose. Mm. Well, me and my mum went cycling a lot, actually.
Cycling?
Yeah.
Oh. Better let you in.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Cheers.
So Sophia, delighted to be back there. But we also heard, and you've been hearing, it's very difficult for some students. You spoke to Pamela O'Leary, Brian, who's a guidance counsellor and transition year coordinator, and she'd be hearing directly from the students the whole way through.
Absolutely, Claire. She'd have something of a ringside seat in terms of hearing from students in recent months as to how lockdown was impacting on them. I mean, the school here has had very good engagement. About 85% of students have engaged online. But she had heard of some areas where the engagement in transition year online programmes could be down as low as 25%. So significant challenge there. And it has been really difficult in recent months, as Pamela told me.
It was a really interesting time to be a TY coordinator, because everything about TY is about engaging students in person. So trying to do it from home was a really interesting experience, rewarding in some respects, but very challenging in others. There was mental health issues, there's siblings at home, there's device issues. So, you know, we were understanding of that too.
What kind of impact is this going to have on students, do you think, Pamela? I mean, you're doing this job a long time, you're dealing with students' concerns a long time. Mm.
It's kind of hard to say, really. I mean, I suppose what we're doing is providing a soft place for them to land. This morning now we're having a coffee morning with hot chocolates and things like that, just to kind of focus on relationships in the interim and then see how students are, because we're going to be meeting them all in different places, and we have to meet them where they're at.
Is enough been done, do you think, to support students?
If you're talking about from a department level, I suppose I wish there was a little bit more, you know, like it was a lot of us were on our own, you know, TY coordinators. But yeah, I guess a little bit more funding towards TY and a little bit more support resource wise as well would be very good.
And in terms of mental health supports, are they there?
Unfortunately, they're not. It's moderate. I mean, if you're in crisis, yes, you can get support. Absolutely. There is a huge, huge waiting list at the moment for mental health supports. They've been out of school for about a year and a bit, and all those little micro connections, all those experiences, all those relationships they build with each other have been absent. By looking out at them now, they're delighted to see each other, and I'm delighted to see them too.
I've never seen students so happy to
be
in school.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to have not focus on academic this morning, focus on relationships, have the morning with them. We're going outside, it's nice sunny outside. We set up an outdoor area to eat and just chat with them.
I tell you, I certainly didn't get a hot chocolate to welcome me back to school.
No, but look, times have changed, and these guys have been through a pandemic, so we need to take care of them.
That's Pamela there taking care of her students. And Brian, you know, as Pamela outlined there, there may be a need for additional supports for people who have found it really difficult to get through all of those months out of school. And there's been some political moves in that regard too.
Yes, Claire. Labour TD Eoin Reardon, who's spokesperson on employment, enterprise and trade, he was on with Katie Hannan at the weekend, and he referenced a fund in the UK, the Catch Up for Children fund, £1 billion fund. But he suggested maybe €100 million fund would be appropriate in Ireland. This would essentially be to work on the damage of time missed by students, particularly those students from disadvantaged backgrounds.
OK, and what more can you tell us then in terms of the public health advice around reopening?
There's been so much debate around this. The science behind the reopening, Professor Philip Nolan from NPHET has examined this data since Christmas, essentially, and it has showed a moderate and transient increase in cases after a return to school. So this can be attributed to increased detection related to an increase in testing. So essentially, schools remain a low-risk environment and children can safely return to the classroom, Professor Nolan said. Government has announced additional supports for schools to try and help prepare for the Leaving Cert both this year and next year, and there are some new measures now being put in place to tackle that educational disadvantage, which people like Eoghan Reardon are highlighting.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Connell there reporting from Cork City. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.